Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Anatole Levin, just returned from the Russian Federation. On the Black Sea at Sochi, in Moscow with sleet falling, and now back in England, observing the gathering of eagles and doves, as I like to think of it, at Glasgow, Scotland, and Edinburgh as well, because they need all the hotel rooms they can find, for perhaps more than 100 world leaders and all NGOs of the planet to gather as to what is to be done. This is not the first gathering of what is to be done, but it's getting great attention, chiefly the leadership is looking for everybody to join along in very expensive decisions that are ahead of us in transition, and it will last for many decades. I will not see the end of it. Perhaps no one with us right now will see the end of this transition to a greenhouse emission reduced to the point that the planet is stabilized. However, Anatole, you have written and you have anticipated COP26. I understand. I'm not raising expectations. The President Biden will attend. The Queen, who is watching her health, will not attend. But Boris Johnson is hosting this, the Prime Minister of Great Britain. Other world leaders attending are keen on this, especially the European Union. However, two leaders will not be present who seem fundamental to the questions we must answer. Vladimir Putin, we've spoken of him. But Xi Jinping, we have the news this morning that he will attend by video link. Is that, in your measure, a decision in China that they are turning their backs on something that was seen as critical for them just momentarily ago? Or is this your measure here? Is this hometown troubles? You know, they have an electricity challenge. They have an energy challenge. They also have a trouble in their markets. So how do you see Xi's non-attendance?
Yes, and by the way, one should mention a third leader, Narendra Modi of India, because India's emissions are also shooting up, and India is heavily dependent on coal and has made statements saying that it intends to go on being dependent on coal. So it's not good at all. I don't think that these governments have exactly turned their backs on climate change. They recognize the reality. They still have plans to try to limit emissions in the time to come. But I think that they were all, Putin, Xi and Modi, very unwilling to be exposed to pressure and lectures from the West. Also, I think the fact that it became clear, you know, already some days ago or weeks ago that Biden was not, you know, going to be able to go to Glasgow with a really strong anti-climate change package. I think the feeling, not just in India and China and Russia, but in many parts of the world is, well, you know, if America is going there as a, you know, as a largely disabled actor when it comes to radical action against climate change, you know, why should we go and be lectured to by the West?
And because of this, we can say that already we're disappointed. However, Anatole, I want to be upbeat about this. I want to be utopian about this. What we're seeing is an agreement among the people of many nations that something must be done. And we know leadership follows the people, not the other way around, the spirit of the age. For example, you mentioned Russia before with Mr. Putin. Those wildfires, in talking to Siberia, Novosibirsk, the Siberian Times editor, those wildfires got everyone's attention to the point that children were at risk. That news spread all across Russia. They were not indifferent to their children's lives. And though that doesn't provide an answer immediately, it does suggest that the people are out ahead of the Kremlin leadership. Actually, the Kremlin must balance the books, but the people say, you know, without us, where are you going with this worry about money? So I take heart the fact that there are so many voices now, NGOs they're called, who are not waiting for Mr. Biden's legislation or Vladimir Putin's agreement or Xi Jinping's attendance. And they're making very clear to the future leadership of this century where they want to go. Am I too utopian here, Anatole?
No, I mean, I very much share that hope. And as you say, I mean, it is very striking in Russia. You know, 10 years ago, you would still find, you know, very, very widespread climate change denial, not just in the government, but throughout society. Yes, I mean, thanks to these wildfires and thanks to see, you know, what they see happening elsewhere and thanks to, you know, absolutely unprecedented temperatures in parts of Russia in recent years, people do now recognize the reality. The problem, you know, everywhere is getting people to make sacrifices and, you know, getting politicians to have the moral courage or the vision or whatever to ask people to make sacrifices. Because I'm afraid again and again, whenever people have found that this is actually going to hit their own pockets, so many of them have said no. So that remains for me a key challenge.
It's coming our way anyway. At least let me be specific. We had damage to energy in Texas. We have damage to energy in California for different reasons, but it costs. We have a nuclear facility that's under construction in Georgia and still not finished, and the cost doubled. So by not addressing this matter, it's costing us as well. You see what I mean? You can make the case that by ignoring the change, you're risking the same kind of costs that you would enjoy and manage if you accept the fact that the change is upon us. That's an accountant's approach to this. I know it's not very inspiring, but there are these specific examples in the U.S. And I'm going to guess your energy shortage in Britain this winter is making it clear to people that we must do something.
Absolutely. I agree entirely with you, John. You know, any kind of even slightly longer term view shows that, you know, we are going to we're going to lose much more in future and not in the far future. I mean, in the relatively near future. But you know, that does require real courageous leadership. I mean, not visionary leadership, but just, you know, people with the courage and the commitment and the patriotism to say that to their people. It also requires, by the way, the moral courage in Germany and places to say, look, we cannot give up nuclear energy. Maybe we shouldn't build more nuclear energy. We can't give up nuclear energy until renewables are really there to take its place, which unfortunately, I mean, they're growing, but as we see with shortages in California, in Britain, in Germany and elsewhere, they're not fully there yet. We need another stage of technological breakthrough. And that is what we ought to be pouring research and development money into. It is different forms of alternative energy.
You take the mood of two critical parts of the world, Russia and now Britain. We've spoken of Russia. Is the British public ready to make these changes in the near future? I have no sense because the country's so fragmented at the moment over politics. We have about 30 seconds. Is Britain ready? Scotland ready? Wales ready? Northern Ireland ready? Are they ready to make the changes that Boris Johnson will come to?
Yes, I think so. I mean, certainly much more so than most countries around the world, because, thank God, there is a basic consensus on climate change here. The problem is, of course, that although the British government has done a lot, it needs right to do a lot more.
Like Christmas and having energy to heat the yes homes for Christmas. Anatole Lieven of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, safely returned from Mother Russia. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.